Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. It's Saturday. Amen. It's just 1 o'clock on the Pacific Northwest of the United States. Amen. I'm glorifying the Lord because it's been a wonderful morning. Amen. God has been good. He is gracious, and that is always. Amen. And he is faithful in all things. I know that the Lord has formed breakthroughs and breakouts for me in my life as I go forward in his name, and I go forth in the name of Jesus, even right now. God bless you today. I hope your morning has been wonderful. Amen. And I'm so glad that you're with me as we go forth in our reading for today. And that is coming from Habakkuk chapters 1 through 3. And that is the book of Habakkuk in its entirety. We are coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I won't be before you very, very long today. Amen. But I did put aside enough time so that we can pray and enjoy the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks, oh God, giving you praise and honoring you, Lord Jesus, giving you honor, oh God, the God of my salvation, the God of my hope, the God of my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chance. Glory to God. I give you glory and honor, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. I thank you because you are faithful. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, because you see my life and you love me anyway. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, for each and every one of these that are listening on today, we give glory and honor to you, Lord God. Oh, because of you, we are. Because of you, we speak. Because of you, we steal our breath in our bodies. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one. Bless, heal, and deliver even right now, Lord God, and each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered around their radio, their computers, their tablets, however they are listening today. I honor you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I lift them up before you even now, oh God, that you might move in their lives every obstacle, destroy every yoke of the enemy, every ancient evil that has come against that purpose. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move it out of the way so that they can hear your voice, Lord God, when you speak, so that your word, Lord God, makes an impression in their souls even on this day. Lord, let this be a beginning for each one, Lord God, a day of realignment, a day of repositioning, a day of going forward and not back, a day of looking up and not down, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open our eyes, oh Lord, and our hearts to receive from your word today knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord, send down revelation directly from your throne and download it into our hearts, our minds, and into our souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and upseek everything that's not like you, Lord God, and replace it with a pure word. Ha! Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, in us even right now, Lord God. We bless your name as we go forward in the word today. Amen, amen, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We're coming from Habakkuk chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. To the glory, hallelujah, of God Almighty. We thank the Lord today. Amen. Habakkuk 1 through the burden which the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you not hear? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save? Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore, the law is powerless and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, perverse judgment proceeds. Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told you. For indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses also are swifter than leopards and more fierce than evening wolves. Their chargers charge ahead. Their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. They all come for violence. Their faces are set like the east wind. They gather captives like sand. They scoff at kings, and princes are scorned by them. They deride every stronghold, for they heap up earthen mounds and seize it. Then his mind changes, and he transgresses. He commits offense, ascribing his God. Are you not from everlasting? O Lord, my God, my Holy One, we shall not die. O Lord, you have appointed them for judgment. O Rock, you have marked them for correction. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Why do you make men like fish of the sea, like creeping things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with a hook. They catch them in their net and gather them in their dragnet. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice to their net and burn incense to their dragnet, because by them their snare is sumptuous and their food plentiful. Shall they therefore empty their net and continue to slay nations without pity? I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Indeed, because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man, and he does not stay at home, because he enlarges his desire as hail, and he is like death and cannot be satisfied. He gathers to himself all nations and heaps up for himself all peoples. Will not all these take up a proverb against him and a taunting riddle against him and say, woe to him who increases what is not his, how long? And to him who loads himself with many pledges, will not your creditors rise up suddenly? Will they not awaken who oppress you, and you will become their booty? Because you have plundered many nations, and all the remnant of the people shall plunder you, because of men's blood and the violence of the land and the city and all who dwell in it. Woe to him who covets evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of disaster. You give shameful counsel to your house, cutting off many peoples, and sin against your soul. For the stone will cry out from the wall, and the beam from the timbers will answer it. Woe to him who builds a town with bloodshed, who establishes a city by iniquity. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people labor to feed the fire, and the nations weary themselves in vain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbor, pressing him to your bottle, even to make him drunk, that you may look on his nakedness. You are filled with shame instead of glory. Uncircumcised, the cup of the Lord's right hand will be turned against you, and utter shame will be on your glory.
For the violence done to Lebanon will cover you, and the plunder of beasts, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and the violence of the land and the city and all and of all who dwell in it. What profit is the image that its maker shall be carved it, shall carve it? The molded image, a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust in it to make mute idols. Woe to him who says to wood, awake, to silent stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet in it there is no breath at all. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, on Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One, from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hands, and there his power was hidden. Before him went pestilence, and fever followed at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. O Lord, were you displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your anger against the sea that you rode on your horses, your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite ready. Oaths were sworn over your arrows, Selah. You divided the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted its hand on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of your arrows they went, at the shining of your glittering spear. You marched through the land in indignation. You trampled the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for salvation with your anointed. You struck the head from the house of the wicked by laying bare from the foundation to neck, Selah. You thrust through with its own arrows the head of his villages. They came out like a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was like feasting on the poor in secret. You walked through the sea with your horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I may rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, when he will invade them with his troop. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. To the chief musician with my stringed instrument. I have read and you have heard from the book of Habakkuk in its entirety, chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to repeat, amen, part of the portion of scripture, amen, to encourage your soul on today and to be so that you rejoice in the Lord of your salvation all day long, amen, because he is doing great and mighty things that you can see, yes, and but also things that you may not be able to see just yet. He's working in the background, working it out, working it through, remolding, remaking, realigning, reassigning. He is repositioning. He is moving on your behalf because he has loved you with an everlasting love, and his desire is that you be whole and entire. Glory to God. The prophet Habakkuk said in verses 18 and 19, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, though everything else may be cut off. Amen, as he was saying in the scriptures prior. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Glory and honor to the God of our salvation. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Amen. We glorify his name today. We give him thanks. We give him praise. And we honor him in all things. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. He is a wondrous God. Amen. And he is working everything out on our behalf. He's already doing it. Amen. Behind the scenes, amen, working it through just for us. Amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. That ends our broadcast for today. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.